السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
أنا مش شايف شغال.
الله أكبر الله.
هذا ما هو شغال.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness. He has sent His messengers to guide humanity to the right path, where they are saved in this life and they are going to be rewarded in the hereafter. I also bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the messenger of Allah, and he is the seed of all prophets and all messengers. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the believers who are following his path until the day of judgment. Ameen. المؤمن خير لنفسه ولا يضيره ظلم الظالمين ولا فساد الفاسدين ولا عمل الخاسرين. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. Ameen. The believer is going to do good for the sake of goodness itself, as he or she is a believer. They are not going to be deterred by the tyranny of the tyrants, or corruption of the corrupt ones, or those whom Al-Quran Al-Kareem describe as the losers in this life and in the hereafter. And when you look around in all levels of life, in society, in the family level, in work level, in community level, in national level, and in international level, you will find people who are prone to what we call tyranny or transgression of dhulm in the language of the Quran, the Holy Quran. They are wronging themselves first. Then they wrong everybody around them. So as believers, we are going to face that. We have already seen that in all of the levels I mentioned. So how are we going to behave? We should go straightforward doing the right thing, undeterred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them, but we do the right thing. So many ayat, this is the first category of people on earth in the first life here, who may be doing something wrong and they are in actual knowledge that they are doing something wrong. These are the tyrants, the aggressors, the corrupt ones. They know they are wrong and they do it. So what's your position as a believer towards that? Don't be deterred. Do the right thing. In Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 205, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا تولى سعى في الأرض ليفسد فيها ويهلك الحرث والنسل والله لا يحب الفساد. One category of these tyrants, aggressors, are the ones who corrupt in earth. Corruption here meaning doing things that harm other people. We have laws, we have rules humans agree on in any level, within the family, at work, in the community, in the nation, internationally. There are laws, there are regulations. When we follow them, everyone will be rewarded according to his or her work, actions, deeds. There are ones who go in twisted ways to get what they do not deserve, or to destroy the work of others who worked hard on it. This is one explanation of corruption. There are people like that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said clearly, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like corruption. Allah likes straightforwardness, doing things clear, transparent, doing what's right, not twisted ways to get things that you are not entitled to. In Surah Luqman, this is chapter 31, verses 14 and 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Another category of these transgressors are the ones who brag, the ones who are too proud, the ones who look at their fellow human beings from above as if everybody is lower and they are higher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't do that. Allah doesn't like those who brag and those who put down other people. This is another category. You may see it in every society, in every level. And in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Don't walk in society among people. Here, don't behave, don't interact in a way that you are higher than other people. Be humble as a believer. Because those transgressors, the tyrants who do that, no matter what you do, how much strong you are not going, your feet is not going to go deeper than the floor. And your height will not be like mountains. Be humble. How many centimeters can you grow above your maturity? Your height is limited. Your muscular power is limited. Be humble. Of course, it's symbolic here. We're talking about your power, your money, your authority, your position in the company or in the family, in the neighborhood. Be humble. And in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 87, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا. This is from the story of Dhul Qarnain in Surah Al-Kahf. And he said, those who transgress, those who treat people badly, those who harm other people, we will punish him, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him in the day of judgment. So there may be punishment for the tyrants, for the wrongdoers in this life, and you see it. And therefore, in all societies around the world, we have a system of criminal justice, and people who transgress may be convicted and spend their time in prison. And if they repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised forgiveness and they are born again. But the tyrants are the ones who never repent and they continue harming other people. And in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 11, يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكم قصمنا من قرية كانت ظالمة وأنشأنا بعدها قوما آخرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us so many قرية here, the meaning is nations, communities, cities, human settlements throughout history have been or were punished, destroyed for their transgression, for their wrongdoing, for harming other human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and brought us to here in this earth. And He loves that we construct earth. And because all of us are His creation, He doesn't like any one of us to harm another one. And therefore, if you think about it, a lot of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Holy Quran is that don't harm my creation. Don't harm the people I create. That's really one of the meanings here. So there is a category of people, not only individual here a qarya, a city, a community. And the Prophet ﷺ told us that the ones before us were destroyed for several reasons. Among them, when some of them did something wrong, the others did not stop them. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. And you have to avoid a punishment for something done by some people, but the rest of you did not stop them. So we have a collective responsibility to speak against injustice, to speak against wrongdoing, to speak about transgression. Otherwise, the punishment will be collective. And in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 53, يقول الله عز وجل ليجعل ما يلقي الشيطان فتنة للذين في قلوبهم مرض والقاسية قلوبهم وإن الظالمين لفي شقاق بعيد. In this great ayah, Allah is telling us about another category of wrongdoers, those who have sickness in their heart. The meaning of that, they do not take things seriously. They may tell you that they are believing and they are not. They are with you, but they are not. The other category, وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ, those who are cruel in dealing with other human beings. We are supposed to be more caring, more loving to each other. So those who have cruel hearts are among the transgressors, among the zalimin. And among those, one example, among the story of Fir'aun and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that even in the palace of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, there was a believer, that was his wife. This is in Surah Al-Tahrim, chapter 66. Verse 11, يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين. So what are you going to do as a believer vis-a-vis transgression? If you can't do it, if you can correct it, like the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man ra'a minkum munkaram falyughayyirhu biyadih." If you can, with your hand, if you are capable, if it is your family, your child, you are capable to change it. If you are a manager in a company and you have subordinates, you can correct that behavior. And even in a city, you can go to the court to have it corrected. But if you are helpless, like the case of the wife of the Pharaoh, at least you call your creator. And she called him and said, "Oh Allah, build me a place, a bayt, a house in Al-Jannah, in the Garden of Eden, and in Paradise." So the believer should do his or her best, whether with hand or with tongue, or with the heart, talking to your creator. Another category, the first big category, I mentioned these verses about those who do wrong and know they do wrong and they don't stop. The tyrants, the aggressors, the corruptors of earth. Another category the Holy Quran is speaking about is al-akhsaruna a'mala, the losers, even they work or their deeds are not going to win them anything. They would still be losers, even if they do some deeds. And these may not be really tyrants or aggressors, but because they are not believers and they are too proud to admit they believe in Allah and to obey His commands. Then their work is distorted, misguided, may not be needed. This is in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verses 103 to 106. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى, praise to him, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا. الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام, tell them, can I tell you about the losers? As a result of their work, a rhetorical question, then the answer coming. The losers are those who were misguided in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the guidance, His commands. He showed us exactly what to do on the Islam level, on the Iman level, on the Ihsan level. We know it exactly, it's here. There is a category of people who say, no, I can be a good person without this. Well, how is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these are going to be the, because their work is misguided. They don't know the right thing to do. They do, but it's not going to lead to the benefit of humanity. And because they don't believe in the ayat of Allah, His signs, His ways of persuasion throughout the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that it's here, it's laid down in front of us. This category of the losers, they don't want to obey, they don't want to read, they don't want to listen. And on the day of judgment, when stand in front of our Creator, and the angels give us our books, and our deeds are put in the scale, they are not going, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. In the day of judgment, there is no weight for them, for their work here, the meaning. Their work is not guided to the ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed. He has a plan. He created us on this planet to construct it, to build it, to treat each other as best as we can. Doing something else would not lead to any weight when they stand before their Creator. And jazaohum jahannam, they will be punished in the hellfire. For what? Because they rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His guidance through His messengers. And they took my verses, my persuasion, my explanation, huzwa, in a light way. They made fun of the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah. They took it lightly. No, we don't believe. One example, somebody who's an atheist, our days. In the days of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, those, no matter what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told them, they would still not believe. No. And they would make fun of them. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked believers to give Him loans, مَنْ يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, and they said, Muhammad's God is poor, He needs our money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not poor. Allah هو الغني. Allah wants us to give each other, the fortunate ones, to give the less fortunate. We are all His worshippers. He wants us to take care of each other. The loan doesn't go to Allah, praise to Him. He is not in need of this planet or this galaxy or universe. He created that. He just wants us to care for each other. So, as believers, the rest of the ayat in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, from 1:7 and 1:10. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, assuring you, giving you good news. Those who have believed, that's the condition. You believe first. There is a Creator who created the system and created us here And there was a bet, you remember, we should always remember, between الشيطان عليه لعنة الله and Allah, praise to him, that الشيطان did not want to pay respect to Adam because he's better, and Adam and his children, his species, are corrupt and shed blood. And Allah said, إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. I know what you don't know. I know that among humans there are good people who are not going to shed blood, who are not going to be corrupting earth. As a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the difference between belief in Allah, faith in Allah, and going astray, misguidedness away from Him. So those who believe, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, then they do good deeds according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told them. كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Their reward is to be guests in the guest house, in the best guest house in Jannah, in paradise. And this word in the Holy Quran, among the few words that's not Arabic words, Firdaus, in English we say paradise, it is really Latin in its origin. So what do we have there among the descriptions given in the interpretation of Ibn Kathir and other interpreters? They said this is the best place, the most beautiful place in Jannah. Inshallah, we get it. Ithnillah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They are everlasting in it. لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حُوَلَهُ. They will never ask for a change in the room or a change in the place. Because you cannot imagine the comfort and the pleasure that you will get there, and the believers will never ask to go anywhere else. Then in verse 110 of Surah Al-Kahf, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. So the conclusion, whoever is looking to meet his Creator, happy and content and expecting God's happiness, then he or she should do good deeds and never take partners with Allah, and inshallah his and her destination is Jannah and paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them enjoying al-Firdaus. Ameen. And ask Allah, He is very close to you, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. This last verse 110 of Surah Al-Kahf, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكُ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever wants to meet his Creator in a good way, then he or she should do good deeds and never take partners with Allah. One interpretation about it, or one comment about it, a narration by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, one of the Sahaba, رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, he said it is, or it was, the last verse in the Holy Quran. We know that Surah Al-Kahf is Makkiya, was revealed in Mecca, but in some surahs there are verses added by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, like a conclusion about something. This is one of them, and also one of the last verses, the famous verse, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, today I have completed your religion for you, among the few verses at the end. But this, according to Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased him, is the last one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test us. So we mentioned these two categories of the losers and the tyrants. What about us? He said, I know you are believers and you are doing good deeds and you want my pleasure and I am happy, I am content, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, but I want to test you. In Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 214, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولم يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this great ayah says, don't you think that Allah would love the meaning? Would love to see you passing a test? You are not going to enter Al-Jannah, paradise, without living the same experience the ones before you, the believers before you. They were touched with hardship, and they were hurt, and they had zilzal, earthquake, under their feet, until they are helpless. You look right, you look left, and you say, oh my God. Not only the believers become helpless, even the messenger. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those who before us, before the Muslims, messengers of Allah, sent to communities before us. And they would say, the messenger and the believers, when they are tested, then they would say, Mata Nasrullah, when is Allah going to support us? When is Allah going to rescue us? And the answer is, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Support of Allah is near, is close. Don't lose faith. In Surah Ali Imran, verses 139-142, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. Don't weaken. Don't be sad. You have the higher moral ground if you are believers. In ayah 141, يقول عز وجل وليمحص الله الذين آمنوا ويمحق الكافرين. Allah is going to sort out, try the believers and ultimately destroy the non-believers. عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. أبي ذر, a companion of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told أبي ذر, don't consider the smallest thing as charity, as bad. So do the smallest thing if you can, and you will be rewarded. Even a smiling face in front of people. Of course, we have so many levels of giving, so many levels of help, so many levels of assistance and care and love. At least when you smile in front of your brother and your sister in faith, lifting their morale. Don't underestimate that. لا تحقرن. Do that. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: على كل مسلم صدقة. أبي موسى, another companion, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every Muslim is obligated to give charity. Then a companion asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, what if he doesn't have? قال أرأيت إن لم يجد. What if he doesn't have money, for example, to give? قال يعمل بيديه فينفع نفسه ويتصدق. Then seek for work. If you don't have right now, seek for work so you get paid to benefit yourself first, then you can have money to give others. قال أرأيت إن لم يستطع. What if, a companion asked the Prophet again, what if he cannot work? قال يعين ذا الحاجة الملهوف. Then provide assistance for a needy, any kind of assistance. قال أرأيت إن لم يستطع. What if he cannot do that, or it's not available, or he doesn't find anybody to help? قال يأمر بالمعروف أو الخير. Then he should command people around him or her doing the right thing. You can do that. Telling your child, your spouse, your brother, sister, relative, friend, co-workers, manager, subordinate, you can do that. قال أرأيت إن لم يفعل. What if he doesn't do that? What if I don't dare to tell my manager about that? Or my spouse, we may get to a fight or something. قال يمسك عن الشر فإنها صدقة. Then he should abstain. This is the final conclusion of the Prophet ﷺ. Then he said, then he should abstain from doing wrong thing to others. And that's charity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send peace and blessing to the Prophet and his companions. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا دينا إلا سددته, ولا مريضا إلا شفيته, ولا غائبا إلا رددته, ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أنزل رحمتك ومحبتك على الأرض كلها, وأنزل سلامك على بلاد المسلمين, إنهم بحاجتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر, ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.